So with Donald Trump's presidential win in the 2024 US election, you might be wondering, what does this mean for India? How will it impact the Indian economy, jobs and trade? Well, let's dive into it and see how Trump's new term could shape things on the Indian side. First, we will talk about trade relations. When it comes to trade, Trump's America First philosophy, or the famous term MAGA, Make America Great Again, is likely to continue. That means there will be a bit of pressure on the Indian government to reduce tariffs on American products. See, you have to understand that any country that maintains a higher tariff on products, especially coming from a developed country, they do so to protect its local industries. The same thing India is doing. So any move to lower tariffs would likely involve extensive negotiations to find a middle ground that benefits both economies. It is not going to be all one-sided. Obviously, there will be new negotiation between Trump and Modi. We might see favorable terms for certain Indian exports like IT services and pharmaceuticals, creating fresh opportunities for Indian businesses in the US market. Similarly, America can push India to reduce tariffs on agricultural products, automobiles, energy, technology, electronics, machinery, and stuff like that. The second point is regarding immigration. Now, if there is one thing a lot of Indian professionals are concerned about, it is immigration. During his previous term, Trump made it harder to obtain H-1B visas. H-1B visa allows skilled Indian workers to legally work in the United States. If similar policies return, it can impact Indian tech professionals, and that would further affect the revenue India receives in remittances. This could have a knock-on effect on the Indian economy, slowing growth in certain sectors. Let me tell you about some of those sectors. Number 1. Consumer spending on real estate. Think about it. So many Indians who work in the United States send money to India as remittance to their family members. Remittance often support household spending in India, including investment in property, education and consumer goods. Number 2. Finance and banking. Reduced remittance flow can affect the financial sector, particularly banks that cater to non-residential Indians, NRIs, with savings and investment products. A drop in remittances could lower deposits and reduce foreign exchange inflows, impacting India's foreign reserves. Number 3. Startups and entrepreneurship. Many Indian tech professionals gain experience and capital in the United States before returning to India to start businesses. A reduction in H-1B opportunities could limit this knowledge and capital flow, impacting India's startup ecosystem. Point number 4. If less Indians can work in the United States, there may be a decrease in demand for courses that prepare students for international careers, particularly in IT and engineering. Indian education sectors focusing on IT training or STEM courses might see reduced enrollment, especially if high-paying job opportunities in the US diminish. And point number 5, the Indian IT sector relies heavily on the H-1B program, with Indian professionals constituting a large portion of these visa holders. A reduction in H-1B visas could restrict the ability of Indian IT firms like Infosys, TCS and Wipro to send skilled workers to the US. As a result, these companies might face challenges in fulfilling contracts with the US clients, potentially reducing revenues. This could affect India's software exports, a key source for Indian foreign exchange and economic stability. So these are some of the sectors in India that will have some impact if at all Trump makes it harder to obtain H-1B visas. But then Trump has also acknowledged the value of skilled Indian talent for the US economy. So he will have to strike a balance between restricting immigration and ensuring that US industries, particularly the American tech industry, shouldn't have difficulty in accessing foreign talent to stay competitive. Now let's try to understand what would happen to investment in manufacturing. Interestingly, Trump has always been in favor of India than China. So his arrival can create a favorable investment climate for India, as it is the US government that is both Democratic and Republican administrations have long been wanting to diversify and reduce dependency on China. If you remember the trade war during Trump administration from 2017 to 2021, so this idea of slowly moving away from China is bipartisan, meaning both parties recognize the strategic risks of over-reliance on China. So keeping this in mind, India is seen as a promising alternative for new investments. India might see some new investments in Indian sectors like technology, electronics, and renewable energy. For Indian companies, this could be a chance to attract American investment, helping them grow and create jobs in India. One good example to understand over here is that Trump has Elon Musk on his team. Recently, Trump has said that he wanted Elon to be part of his government cost-cutting. So Elon's voice will be very much heard by the Trump administration. That also means Trump's victory can give a push to Elon's companies, that is Starlink and Tesla, into the Indian market. Now let's try to understand about defense cooperation. Will Trump's arrival strengthen Indian and American defense ties? On the defense front, the US-India defense partnership has strengthened significantly in recent years. And Trump's presidency might just keep the momentum going. With a strong focus on countering China's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific region, this relationship could lead to more defense deals between the two nations. Not only would this bolster India's security, but it could also boost economic growth in defense, manufacturing and innovation. Let me quickly tell you some key areas and specific defense assets that the United States could sell to India or that India might look to acquire. Number 1. MQ-9B Predator Drones. A deal to acquire these drones has been under discussion for a few years, but then last month in October, it got finally signed. These drones are outrageously expensive. That is why such a delay. So the arrival of these drones might begin in Trump administration. Number 2. Advanced fighter jets, that is F-15EX and FA-18 Super Hornet. India is looking to modernize its air force and the US has proposed to offer their F-15EX and FA-18 Super Hornet as options. The FA-18 Super Hornet in particular could be a strong candidate for the Indian Navy's carrier-based fighter program. If at all India purchased these jets, that would strengthen India's air capabilities, especially in the maritime domain. Number 3. Integrated Air Defense System. NASAMS 2. India is enhancing its air defense network to counter threats from multiple fronts. The National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile System has been in talks for a few years. United States can push the sale of this air defense system, and if at all India is interested, then this could definitely be part of India's layered air defense strategy, offering protection against airborne threats, including drones and missiles. Number 4. Naval Helicopters MH-60R Seahawk. India has already signed a deal to purchase MH-60R Seahawk helicopters from the US. I believe this year India has also inducted them in Navy. The MH-60R will be used for anti-submarine and anti-surface warfare. So additional orders for these multi-role helicopters could be in India's list, or US can pitch India to buy some more at discounted price. Because the important goal is to strengthen India's naval aviation capabilities and enhance its ability to counter submarine threats in the vast Indian Ocean. Number 5. Patriot Missile Defense System. As we know, India is developing a multi-layered missile defense network to address threats from ballistic and cruise missiles. The US-made Patriot Missile Defense System, though expensive, has always been in the purchase list of the Indian Armed Forces. But then, as you know, India went with the Russian S-400. Although India has not signed a deal to acquire the Patriot Missile Defense System, but then US can push the idea to India for acquiring this military hardware, just so that India can add an additional layer of defense against potential threats from neighboring regions. Number 6. Transport Aircraft C-17 and C-130J Super Hercules. The Indian Air Force already operates C-17 Globemaster III and C-130J Super Hercules transport aircraft, and it may consider additional acquisitions to expand its strategic airlift capabilities. These aircraft are crucial for quick troop movement, disaster relief, and logistics support, especially in remote and border regions. Number 7. Anti-submarine warfare capabilities. Given China's expanding presence in the Indian Ocean, India is keen to strengthen its anti-submarine capabilities. The United States could offer ASW technology, such as sonar systems, surveillance systems, and specialized weaponry that could be integrated into India's naval fleet. Number 8. Cybersecurity and space technology. With cyber and space becoming critical areas in modern defense, the US could collaborate with India on satellite defense, space surveillance, and cybersecurity technology to bolster India's resilience against electronic and cyber threats. Number 9. Aircraft carriers and related technology. While the US is unlikely to sell India a full aircraft carrier, there is potential for collaboration on carrier design, electromagnetic catapult systems, and other advanced carrier technologies, which would enhance India's naval power projection capabilities. And finally, point number 10. Advanced armaments and precision-guided munitions. India could consider purchasing advanced armaments, including precision-guided munitions, smart bombs, and missile systems, which would modernize its military's offensive capabilities. So these are some items on the list that India may acquire from United States or US could sell to India. Now, if you connect these purchases with India's Make in India initiative, some of these deals might come with technology transfer or co-production agreements, which will further boost India's local defense industry. Plus, India has established 2 defense industrial corridors, so it will create economic opportunities for India in defense manufacturing and innovation. Now, let's try to understand the final point, the oil factor. So finally, let's talk about oil prices, a topic that is very close to all our wallets. Now, if you look at Trump's view on the Middle East, particularly towards Iran, is very strict. He has always been of the opinion of containing Iran's influence in the region. Now, this can stir things up, potentially leading to higher oil prices. If you remember, in 2018, he withdrew the US from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, that is JCPO agreement, or you can call it the Iranian nuclear deal. After exiting the deal, his administration imposed heavy economic sanctions targeting Iran's oil exports, banking sector, and other critical industries to weaken its economy. And then we know that Trump is closer to Israel. In 2017, he officially recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. After that, US moved its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, becoming the first country to do so. That means Trump will adopt a hardline approach towards Iran in support of Israel. That further means renewed sanctions on Iran or even military tensions in the Middle East. This will have some serious impact on the Strait of Hormuz. Now, have a look at this particular area. This is called Strait of Hormuz. Since Iran is a major player in the Gulf, and tensions in the region can threaten the security of the Strait of Hormuz, which is a critical maritime choke point through which around 20% of the world's oil supply passes. Now, whenever there has been any confrontation between US and Iran, be it in 2011, 2018, 2019, or 2020, Iran has threatened to close or disrupt shipping through this area. That means today, if tensions increase between the United States and Iran, there will be some disruption or concerns over this crucial passage, and oil prices will spike due to less supply, which will directly increase India's oil import costs, because you know India is a major oil importer. This could mean higher energy costs, which might impact inflation and overall economic stability. So this is the connection. So now that I have said all of this and you have understood what I have said, although it is a good thing that the radical left wokeism will no more get any political support from the Republican after Trump's arrival, that is a good thing for America. But then from an Indian perspective, Trump's winning is a mix of opportunities and challenges. With trade, investment, immigration, and even oil prices in the equation, this is definitely a story to keep an eye on. India's response will be crucial in navigating these changes, making sure we seize the opportunities while managing the risks. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.